For KASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gillis. We broadcast here in Kansas City, Missouri at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting as we have a chance to talk beef at the Cattlemen's Beef Board booth, and Brett Morris joining us. And Brett, thanks for joining us this morning. Give us a little background on yourself.
Well, I'm a third generation dairyman, actually. I came on the beef board as a dairy representative. We run a cow-calf operation and a stocker operation. And also we have a anhydrous ammonia fertilizer business. It's kind of a sad story, but I had to sell the dairy a year ago in May, but everything picked up after that, and we're in great shape now.
I'm guessing in Oklahoma you guys don't sleep then, right? Do you? Or?
Well, yeah. Being a dairyman, you always wake up at 5 o'clock anyway, and since I've been out of that realm of work, I still wake up at 5 o'clock every morning. So there's always things to do on a farm, and running a fertilizer business when it's seasonal like it is, we've got plenty of hours to put in from daylight to dark.
Brett, talk about one of your messages when it comes to the checkoff. You get a lot of, I suppose, people wondering, is the checkoff working? And it obviously is, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I would say where we may have failed is our producer communications. We need to educate our producers as to how our money's being spent. Being on the beef board and chairing the beef board, I've had to travel around the country a lot. I've enjoyed traveling a lot. I get to see what the checkoff dollar does, and there's just not enough time in the day to really express that back to your producers at home how well it does. I did take a trip earlier in the year to Japan and Korea to see how that market works, and I just wish that other producers would have the opportunity to go there to know what goes on in those foreign countries. They're buying products over there that we normally wouldn't need here anyway. I mean, we can add up to $250 a carcass for what they're paying over there on the offal meats that we're not using here in the United States. And they're also getting converted to the thicker cut steaks in that part of the region. So that just means more pounds of beef will be moved over there.
If you have to dial it down to one or two of the top things to check off does, is that one of the main ones that you mentioned as far as encouraging that trade?
Oh, yes. That's one of the things that, 96% of the population is outside of the United States. And we are in a trend of building the herd here in the United States, and we're going to have a place to shuffle that meat to, and that's going to be an excellent place to go with the market on it.
One of the main slogans, I think, in agriculture beef, it's what's for dinner. Are we kind of re-energizing that a little bit? What's going on in that realm?
Yes, after operating committee, we revisited beef, it's what's for dinner, and the hashtag Rethink the Rancher. You need to go to Beef It's What's For Dinner website, and you'll see some videos there. There's about six videos that's being posted right now, and I think that it's one of those situations that this is a really good opportunity for producers as well as consumers to go see what their checkoff dollar is doing, and it also makes that connect between the pasture and the plate as to how our beef is raised. But it's a very good program that's being relaunched, and now we just got a video to go with it.
You mentioned that connect between producer and consumer. It's not time to take your foot off the gas in that scenario. We need to keep doing that.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, we're just getting started in this. You go back and look at the beef quality audit for 2011, and it shows that one of the things we needed to do was tell our story. And I still think we need to keep pushing hard on the gas pedal to get that done. We don't need to let up now. We're just getting started in that campaign, and these videos are going to make a big difference.
Brett Morris joining us here on KASM Radio from the Cattlemen's Beef Board as we broadcast from Kansas City, Missouri. For KASM Radio, I'm Joe Gill.